This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the BetRivers Network.
Welcome in and welcome back, everybody. We are back for the final Liga MX podcast episode of the season. We've got one more match to break down in the second leg of the Liga MX finals here between Pachuca and Toluca. Last game we missed on with our predictions. Just want to get that out up front, but it was a tough one to predict because Pachuca goes in there and just waxes Toluca on the road, just come out of the gate. And, you know, they just came in with a different mindset in that game and put the game away early. A little frustrating because I said it, and I've said it the last couple of weeks, I've been trying to fade this Toluca team the entire year and just couldn't get it right. And so I was like, well, I'm not going to fade him the last game of the year because, you know, it's the last game. Right. It's the last tie here. So, no reason to fade him at this point. And I wish I had faded him in hindsight, but that's the way it goes. It's been a little bit of an up and down season. We've had some low runs. We've had some really good runs during the Liga MX season. So what we're trying to do today is leave with a couple of wins for you guys and end on a good note and, you know, go head into World Cup strong. And then obviously we will be back next year with more Liga MX. So without further ado, we will get into this last match of the season. This is going to be at Pachuca for the second leg. Let's take a look here. We've got so Pachuca is up 5-1 on aggregate. They are -180-ish on the money line, which is interesting because they're up 5-1. You're wondering, you know, we're going to have our respective thoughts on this game. I'll go ahead and give mine just because this is the first time the entire season I've played a goal scorer prop, and I'm going to be rolling with Nico Ibañez, the 9 for Pachuca to find the back of the net. He's priced at +105 to score a goal in this game. And honestly, look, the game is 5-1, but this is still the championship, and this is still going to be played in Pachuca in front of their home fans. I think the intensity is still going to be there somewhat for the home side. And I think that they're going to look at this as a victory lap. They're also really good at home. They're, you know, night and day when they're home compared to when they're away. So what they did on the road at Toluca was a little bit of a surprise just because they completely dominated. But they're back home for this one. I think that there's a lot of upside with the price on Nico Ibañez to find the back of the net here. I think that he could easily score in the run of play. And also if there's any penalties, he's the guy that takes the penalties. So pretty good value there. We know that there's always a good chance of a penalty being given in this league. So happy with the price. And again, I expect very strong lineup. I expect Pachuca to want to finish strong in front of their home fans. Yes, they're up 5-1 on aggregate here, but they don't want to lose 0-2 and hoist that trophy in front of their fans. I mean, they know that they could dominate this Toluca side, especially being at home. And I think that they probably, worst case scenario, get the win here. I mean, obviously Toluca is going to come out and try to catch up, but more than likely that doesn't work in their favor in a scenario like this where Pachuca's already up 5-1. Pachuca, you know, if they have any urgency at all, they're just going to smack them on the counter. And this is one of the best counterattacking teams in Liga MX, if not the best. So definitely like old Nico to find the back of the net here, bud.
Yeah. Yeah. This matchup's interesting. I mean, you know, as you said, you know, last week wasn't didn't go away at all. In fact, Pachuca's, you know, kind of surprised us. But you know, for this leg, you know, they are up 5-1 in aggregate, but I don't see them letting off. I don't see them finishing in front of their home fans and with a successful season going out quietly. I expect them to continue their strong form. As you said, Toluca's got nothing to do but put the pedal to the metal and just attack straight forward. And they got caught in the first leg consistently on the counter, got smoked. The speed and the attacking prowess of Pachuca was just too much for Toluca to handle. Romario Ibarra was tremendous. You know, his first goal was a beautiful rocket from the right side of the box. There was a couple other chances, and he got another goal as well in that match. I mean, I'll be honest, after it went to like 4-1, I shut it off. But they just looked incredible, right, on the road. Yep. And I expect them to look that way at home, right? That, you know, I typically target goals and overs here. You know, last leg, I don't really fancy that too much, but I'm sticking with, excuse me, Pachuca -1 on the goal line at -108. I think Pachuca win this match. I kind of expect them to win rather convincingly. I don't think Toluca has much. They're defeated after that loss. Yeah, you'd expect them to bounce back, but with the strong form Pachuca's been showing over the last 4 weeks, the style of play and how everybody's really, you know how it is when teams go into the playoffs and they're just gelling, right? Everybody's got a good vibe. Everybody's playing well together. And that's what Pachuca is right now. I expect them to win and this match and then obviously lift the trophy here tonight. And the match is at 9:36 Eastern time.
Yeah, and I want to talk about the odds real quick, because when we originally looked at this matchup, you know, Toluca pulled the big shocking upset of the year, advancing over Club America in the semifinals. Club America, I believe, was priced at -110 on the road at Toluca. So move ahead to the first leg of the final here. Pachuca was like somewhere around +135. I guess kind of in hindsight, what I'm seeing there is that Pachuca is close to Club America as far as quality and attacking power and just overall strength of squad. Mm-hmm. Toluca got a little bit of credit from the market for advancing over Club America. And, you know, again, I tried to fade this Toluca team multiple times. I tried to fade them with a goals market with Club America, and you know, they just kept defying all of the statistics, all of the analytics over and over and over. And so Pachuca being priced close to what Club America, relatively close to what Club America was priced, should have been telling. And to me, Pachuca, like all of the luck and all of the fortune that Toluca has had to get to this point, just the bubble burst. And, you know, all the things that should have been happening, the dam finally broke for this mm-hmm. Toluca team. And specifically their defensive unit is not, you know, they're not quality enough to have gotten this far, but they did. And that's football, that's soccer, that's how it works sometimes. So for this game, Pachuca being up 5-1 in aggregate and still being almost -200 on the money line, I think that in itself is actually telling, because mm-hmm. you don't see teams up 5-1 in aggregate being heavily favored in the second leg, because you know that they don't need to win. But I think that this could be maybe not 5-1 again, but I think it's going to be comfortable for Pachuca. And there's no reason. I mean, we've seen crazier things, but there's no reason for Pachuca to sit back and park the bus at home. I mean, again, I really think that they're going to want a victory lap here. And I think that they're fully capable of it. So, I mean, you've still got that, you know, competitive drive in you as a pro here in front of your home fans. Let's get a victory lap in. Let's close the door on this championship, on this final, and lift the cup. But, yeah, so I like it. I like your look here. You already gave your look, right?
Yeah. Pachuca -1 yep. on the money, on the, you know, spread. And as you said, right, Pachuca, they defeated Toluca 3-0, 4-1, and then 5-1 this just this year. So I honestly don't pay attention too much to recent head-to-head matchups. I don't think that has a ton of bearing, but you know, sometimes it paints a picture, right, that Toluca has just had a hard time figuring out this Pachuca side. And that happens, right? You always see matchups in various leagues around the world where, like, there's a team who's close to the bottom of the table, but for whatever reason, they play very strong against some of the top teams and consistently beat them. So, you know, I think this is a little bit different because Toluca's obviously a good side. They're not at the bottom of the table, but should be a fun end to the season, and hopefully we cash these, and you know, we look ahead toward next season.
Absolutely. So yeah, that's pretty much going to do it for our final episode of the Liga MX season. Hopefully, like RJ said, we can close the books on this season with a couple of wins. Yeah. And then we are moving towards the World Cup, of course, which is what, like less than
3 weeks?
Yeah. Less than 3 weeks away now. And RJ and I will play a role with the Bet Rivers team on that one. So really excited about that. Previewing some of the groups and hopefully, you know, even later into the knockout stages, still waiting on word on that, but really excited about that. I'm excited for this game in particular to get a couple of tickets cashed, and then we'll be back next year. And just want to say a final thank you to everybody who's tuned in the entire year. We really appreciate it. We work hard to cover this league as well as we can, and we enjoy it. So anything, RJ?
Yeah, I'll just echo you. Yeah, really appreciate everybody who's tuned in and watched our videos, watched the content, appreciated it. Had comments, good or bad, right? We appreciate both. You know, for me, and you know, it's a tougher league. I think it's challenging to start off the beginning of a season in any league and have consistent profit. It's always challenging to realize how teams are going to shape out from roster moves and things of that nature. So it wasn't as profitable. Wasn't profitable like we would have liked, but you know, looking ahead towards next season and always improving, right? It's a constant battle, handicapping games and learning how teams play, coaching changes, right? So yeah, just looking forward to the challenge again next season. And thanks again, everyone.
Absolutely. And one final reminder, just make sure you're following us on Twitter at Because We Win for some potential bonus content and more content from the rest of the team. And yeah, we'll see you at World Cup and we'll see you next year. Thanks, guys.
Take care, guys.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Liga MX on the Bet Rivers Network.